I'm so excited that we are back doing this again. I had a lot going on, but I feel so good to be back.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see you do this again, because I think you have an incredible story. Mm-hmm. You have a great life, you know, being a mother, a career, just, you know, with Lyft, what you're building also. Just a lot of things, but you're doing it so well, so I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And it's good to have you back doing this. I hope that really this podcast helps helps a lot of women out there and really inspire them to do great things too. So
today I want us to talk about something very important. I don't know if you've seen many talks about it, but I think I've not seen a lot of talk about loving yourself, especially as a woman.
Mm.
There are many sermons, talks on loving God, which is obviously important.
Yeah.
Loving others. Some people even talk about how to love and care for your dogs, your pets, and all that, but with little emphasis on
loving
how
yourself.
To love and appreciate who you are. I don't know about you, but personally, growing up, I think I had a struggle with loving myself. Maybe I didn't say it out, but then deep within, I was battling with that. Maybe I would say it's partly because of my background. I mean, just imagine being raised by a 16, 17-year-old single mother.
Yeah.
Having battled with skin disease that left traces on your skin for like 7 years. And being in school, like as young as I was, seeing my friends close from school, going to their mansions and homes.
Like mansions compared to where you were staying.
I think I was little.
Because I doubt those people were staying in mansions.
yeah. But maybe, I mean, at that time I was little, so I see anything small. And maybe compared to where I was,
I think poverty has a way of changing the way we perceive the things around us. I understand.
But I saw them as huge. Even if it wasn't huge, at least they had a place to call a home, right? But I would leave school and we hang around the community. Once everyone goes to sleep, we dash into an uncompleted building or like a little grocery store, what we call popularly in Africa as kiosk, right?
Kiosk.
And having to sometimes being sacked from school, like your name will be mentioned, right?
For not paying school fees.
You know, it's really like had this toll on my self-esteem deep within me. Even though there were times that I saw myself juggling between feeling overly like super and feeling down, the down was more in
like
myself.
You felt superior
to others.
And
like,
then you also felt inferior sometimes.
Exactly. Especially for people who I felt superior to those. I remember I was so intelligent.
You are still intelligent.
I was always first in class, right? So sometimes I just console myself, like especially when they are trying to rub something in my face, I make them feel you are not as intelligent as I am, right? And then what was worse was when there were very intelligent people who were also rich, like I thought, right? That one, those people made me feel so less of myself. And what was worse was when I was in high school. I started high school where like you see all the rich, even going to school. Right.
Yeah.
I went with the public transportation with my things loaded at the boot of the car. And then you see people.
But like when you say public, you mean
trotro. Like people call in Africa and in Ghana. Right. Trotro, like with all my suitcase and everything packed in the back of the car.
Like, is it that you hired the trotro or you had the trotro with other passengers in it?
There were other passengers in it. Right.
Oh, okay.
And this was one of the best girls' schools in Ghana. People were coming with huge cars, like coming with their families and all that. So my mom and I, we alighted and then we crossed the road carrying my stuff, right? So that time...
And you were around 15?
Yeah, that would be like 15, 13, I forgot.
Yeah.
That's when I started feeling, you know, that's when I started coiling more into myself. At least for junior high school, I was still little, even though I was battling with that. But for senior high, I was beginning to see reality. And in senior high school was when I really poured into myself.
Yeah.
Even if there are positions, I would not go for anything that would make me speak in front of anyone. Mm. I would not like want to partake in anything. And you know, the students would rap, you know, what they have in your face, making you feel less of yourself and all that. So aside my personal experience, I saw my mom, you know, struggle to accept herself when I was growing up because she thought that her decision she made wasn't the right one. beating herself daily, giving birth as a single mother at that young age, right? And I see many people trying to, I mean, it may not be the same, but other decisions, people struggling, you know, to accept certain mistakes that they can even capitalize on as a strength to, you know, bounce back. And I see most women dwell in that phase as well.
Your story and how you struggled to love yourself and, you know, how you try to anchor your value on your intelligence and all of that. Yeah. It's almost the same thing that everyone goes through, right? All of us have this intrinsic value. It's like we all, no matter who we are, no matter our situation, no matter our race, our size, our gender, we want to be valued. We want to be respected. And we want to be appreciated. We want to be loved. And when we do not feel that way, we begin to feel this is not us.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so what we try to do is to anchor our value on something. So you anchored your value on your intelligence, you know, and other people anchor their value on their beauty.
Yep.
You know, other people also anchor their value on, let's say, their size. There are people that anchor their value on, you know, different things. Yeah. You see that in society. Yeah, some people even anchor their value on their riches or their body shape.
Yeah.
You know, people anchor their value on different things because that is that thing about them that makes them feel special, you know, and they think that this is their value truly. But that's wrong. Because you see, these things are fleeting. Like you talked about how you had friends who were also intelligent, right? And then you kind of, like they had your intelligence and then they had better things than you and you felt like, you know, you felt inferior to them. The reason is because of what you had anchored your value on. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people make the same mistake.
Yeah.
I used to have a friend. She was very beautiful. We're part of a group. And then she felt like she was the most beautiful among the group. I didn't know that until another lady joined the group. And that lady was also beautiful. I would not be able to say if the lady was more beautiful than her or she was more beautiful. I didn't really care about that.
That back in senior or junior high school where you get a new student come in and then when she's beautiful, then some of the girls be like, she's not.
Because they feel threatened, right? Because of what they've anchored their value on. So they feel threatened by them. So this lady actually, she actually told me, she says, she doesn't know why. She doesn't like this girl. So why? She just actually joined, you know? And she wanted to quit. She didn't want to be part of the group anymore. And in our conversation, she admitted that she thinks she's just probably jealous of her or something. So why? Because she has what she had always fed her superiority for, you know, because she had anchored her value on that thing that this lady now comes in and she feels that if she has it too, then she is not that special.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I see a lot of women actually fight almost every day. So I understand what you go through. I remember you shared a story the first time somebody told you you were beautiful or you somebody told you
somebody proposed
to me. Loved you or something
I
like
was
that.
Like, me? And you know, it's not because, I mean, if it was just like in quotes, somebody who is, but this guy was very intelligent from a good home, rich. Like very, like he
was
loved
JHS.
God. Yes, yeah, I think I was just junior high school or something like, and I was
When you look at him, you think
like,
he's
what
not
is
your
he?
Class.
Like, what?
You know, and this is the thing, you know, all these things are because of what we anchor our value on.
Yeah.
We have not, like you said, we've never really been taught how to love ourselves properly.
Yeah.
So all of us find ourselves in this, you know, in this kind of situation where we get envious and jealous and we do all of this because we've anchored our value on our shape, our beauty, our fame, and all these, you know, cosmetic companies. They also do a good job of selling to us a particular image of who a lady should be, you know, a beautiful
Miss
lady
Universe.
Should be. So if you be like that, you think, okay, then you are beautiful.
Yeah.
And if you are not like that, you think you are not beautiful.
Yeah.
Then you also try to find something else to anchor your value on. I mean, it's fine if that's what makes you love yourself.
Yeah.
Except that the problem is because we've never been taught how to love ourselves properly.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about that. Mm-hmm. And it makes it seem sinful to love yourself. You know, I'm not saying you have to be selfish, but you should know how to love yourself properly because you have value and you want to be valued.
Mm.
But if no one tells you how, you know, how to value yourself and how to actually accept yourself, you always find yourself in this whole thing, emotional roller coaster. You're happy today, you're not happy today, you are, you know, you feel good about yourself today, you're not feeling good about yourself because you're going to find people who are probably equally or more beautiful than you. You're going to find people who are more intelligent than you. You're going to find all these kind of things that you wonder. And most of these things actually also, they are fleeting, you know. They change with time. Beauty, fame. There's nothing that we have today that will be there forever.
Yeah.
We will be forgotten. We will leave the limelight. Yeah. We're not going to have these things forever. What is it? Titles? Status?
Gifts.
You know, no matter what we have, these things may not be there forever.
Yeah.
So we need to find something that is a better thing to anchor our value on.
Mm.
And I think this is what many people never want to talk about.
Yeah.
They want us to let them anchor their value on whatever they have. Yeah. And they think that that is going to last. That will not last. You're going to grow older and then you're going to lose shape.
Yeah.
And some people even give birth and then they are mad because they've always anchored their value on their shape and their body. There are people who never want to even give birth because of that. Because they think that if that is gone, then they've lost their value. But I think that we are more beautiful than that.
Yeah.
We are of more value than that. I remember when I met you, you shared your story.
Yeah.
The first day, I could not sleep. I could not I couldn't get you out of my mind, seriously. And the reason is because you had this beautiful life, beautiful story, not because you've had it all well, you know, at all nice. But like when I heard your story, I remember when I drove you to where you used to stay and I had to see for myself the things that you were talking about. And I was like, what kind of person are you? I could see everything about you.
Mm.
Almost. I never said this to you, but I could see even your future, right, in your stories. Not because I could see your character. I could see who you are. I could see the grace upon your life. I could see your faith.
Yeah.
I could see your discipline. I could see almost everything about you. And I knew that you were going to do well in life because of your story and the decisions that you had made and the things, the opportunities that you had taken and all of those kind of things that made it was such a beautiful thing for me. Mm. And I think that for us to think that beauty is only in our looks and our shape is wrong. There's beauty in our stories and there's beauty in our uniqueness.
That's true. In fact, that was the point. I came to that point where I began accepting my story. Feeling that my story, I actually have a beautiful story that can help others, right? Mm. That can encourage. It's like I tell people, like you said, with my decisions day in, day out, I decided that, okay, this is what the situation I'm in. I need to press on. I need to change my story.
Mm.
The moment I started feeling so good about myself was when I noticed that, I mean, upon all I've been through, I'm able to get to wherever I've gotten to. I had a beautiful stuff, and now I had to, I'm anchoring my value on that a great story that can encourage somebody, right? And that's like just like you are sharing, it may be abuse, it may be anything, but the fact that you came out strong, you came out better, is something good that you can use to encourage others.
It's such a beautiful thing when you begin to look at life that way. When you begin to see your life, okay, as a story being written by God.
Yeah.
And that God is not done with you and you are not done.
Yeah.
No matter your situation, no matter where you come from.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I remember when we were young, we would lie about things. We would lie about where we stay. We lie about the families we come from because
people lie even about their parents.
Exactly. Because people never feel proud of their parents and all stuff like it. But now you realize that your story is actually what is beautiful about you.
I'm telling you. You know? Yeah.
I mean, of course, you're beautiful in shape and all those kind of things, but those are not the things you want to anchor your value on because they will change.
Mm.
Okay? 40 years from today, you're going to look at your image today that you think, and you're like, is that me? You know? And that's the thing about it.
Yeah.
You just want to find something of value to something stronger to anchor your value. And I think that one of the things that I have experience or I see people do that is really helpful is to anchor your value on your story that is being written by God. That you want to allow God to write your story and for him to finish it. You don't want to let the past define you.
Yeah.
You don't, because God says that you are his masterpiece.
Exactly.
And if I am God's masterpiece, think of it like a painter who is done painting. When he's not done painting, the whole thing does not look nice. Yeah. You may think of it, the picture or something that has no meaning. Wait till he's done.
Yeah.
You know, let it flow, let it go, let it continue. It will all begin to make sense. Every splash, every brush, everything, every stroke, every time, whatever he did will now begin to make sense. Whatever he allowed you to go through, there are some painting that will be allowed to go through fire. Seriously.
Yeah.
Because that's how masterpieces are created. Yeah. And we are masterpieces. Yeah. I think that just anchoring your value on some of these kind of things, you're always going to struggle. I see people also do this a lot of times.
Yeah.
They begin to compare themselves.
Yeah.
And then they see other people and they say like, they are this, they are that, look at them and look at that. It's okay. Your story is just different. And that's what makes you, you know, unique. And I think that is one of the things that we have to, I'll end with this. Until we learn to love ourselves properly like this, we will always be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
We will always be abused. I've seen people throw away their relationship because they still don't know how to love themselves. And you see, the thing that we never get enough of is feeling good. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever gets enough of feeling good. It's like, even if your husband told you today you're beautiful, you get out there, you want somebody to tell you.
It's like you're looking for validation from outside.
That's the truth, because you never get enough of that. And because you never really know how to love yourself. And you take people too serious. I love you. I had a friend who was trying to tell another girl, you know, that she was looking good. And this girl had this kind of deformity sort of thing. And then he was like, oh, you were looking like if you were mine. And this girl wanted that to be true so much that if you were my part. So she went around telling everybody, because you see, that's the mistake we do as men.
Yeah.
We think that we can just throw out words, but we don't understand how many women are just trying to love themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
You just carelessly throw out words like that, they're going to take it seriously.
Yeah.
They will believe it.
Yeah.
And if you try to say you are not serious, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah. So this guy is trying to say, and it's getting worse, because the more he tells the girl that he didn't mean it, the more the girl is getting hurt. And then the way the girl protects herself from getting that hurt is to lie about it. And also escalate it. And now he finds himself in trouble and he doesn't know what to do. So you can't do nothing about it, because you know, because many people out there are trying to love themselves. So any word you say, they take it serious. Any like, even on a post, they take it serious. Some people like that. Somebody liked their post, like, why did you like my post? Like the way you said somebody proposed to you. We struggle to love ourselves so much that is just bad. And I hope that we can really start anchoring our value on something stronger than the likes and the beauty and the fame and the popularity. Yeah. None of these things will last. The only thing that will last is us and our stories. Think of it this way. All the Bible, all the things in the Bible are stories of people.
Exactly.
Mary is a story. Mary Magdalene is a story. All of the things in the Bible we read about are stories of men, because that's what is left. We can't even trace their bones, but we know their stories.
Yeah, that's true.
Martin Luther King, that's a story. That's you know, when you think of people like great people that have lived, is their story that are left.
Yeah.
This is what will be left of us. And I say this to people. Maybe you should be thinking about what your story will be when you're dead and gone.
Yeah.
And anchor your value on how incredible you are. Because no matter how low and how down you are, you can have an incredible story if you can allow God to perfect it and to write it.
Wow, that was an interesting conversation. Thank you so much for making time to join today's discussion. We'll be back with more exciting episodes. If you are yet to subscribe to this channel, please do so.